Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around your word. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will shine your light upon our hearts and cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Now, it's a great privilege again to be able to share with us what we have, you know, what we have available to us. It's amazing how a man can drown in a sea of opportunities because he does not have knowledge. I mean, you can really, really just be in a place where things are available to you and you do not enjoy them. Why? Because you're ignorant of them. Now, I've established from Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and verse 38 that God wants you, you know, well. If he didn't want you well, he won't be so involved in it. The Bible says God anointed Jesus and God was with him while he was healing. I mean, that is too close for comfort. God himself cannot deny that he wants men to be healed. I mean, how you anoint a man, that means he empowered him. Yeah. And, you know, and I mean, if you want your child to get an education, you pay the fees. And imagine that after paying the fees, you still take him to school. How then can you say that you do not want him to have an education? That's the situation with healing. So, but then I just want us to, you know, look into scripture and just, you know, discuss a little bit of the meat of the matter. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Watch this. He is despised of men. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. That means he takes up an identity here. He is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. First and foremost, I want you to know the words translated from the Hebrew to the English word sorrow, you know, and pains. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief is the Greek word, the Hebrew word makwob, you know, makwob and koli. Now, these are words that actually mean sickness and disease. That means Jesus, in his sacrifice, identified with sickness and disease. Understand this. He did not just take our sicknesses. He became sick with our sicknesses. He became sick with our sicknesses. Somebody say that's just semantics. No, it's not semantics. It's one of the things that makes victory to be consistent. The day you begin to understand that many of the matters that we discuss in scripture are not matters of activity as much as they are matters of identity, you will begin to have consistent victory. It is not about what you can do first or what was done for you first. It's about who you are. Redemption did not just do something. Redemption made you something, because for redemption to be actualized, Jesus became something. Jesus became something. I'm building up to make a point. The Bible says he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He became one with sickness. To what end did he become one with sickness? Because whatever he became, he gave you opportunity to become the opposite. In redemption, we have a concept, a very strong concept. There are two concepts that you will meet in this conversation. The first one is identification, which is your perfect union with something. In redemption, we are introduced to two concepts here. Number one is the substitution. Number two is the identification. Jesus became all that we were so that we can become all that he is. Now we are seeing that he not only took our sickness, he became our sicknesses. Why? So that we can become the healed. Now you are not just getting healing. No, you have been identified now as the healed. Listen to me. Even when sicknesses come your way, you are not the sick trying to be healed. This is the difference between being in Christ and not being in Christ. You are the healed whom Satan is trying to steal your sickness, steal your healing, and we got him. If we get him, he cannot steal it. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God made the effort to bring you a word of faith and hope.